Genesis tonight. That's the first chapter. That's the first book in the Bible, in case you don't know where that's at. Chapter 19. Let's begin at verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? Whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife, thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. It came to pass that when they brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Amen. Lots of text here. A lot of preaching could be done. Amen. I've always looked at this when Lot went out and spake to his son-in-laws, married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this city, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-laws. And I want you to know, it really means a lot to live what you believe, because you're going to affect somebody, and usually those closest to you. But I'm going to preach tonight from verse 17. Amen. The Bible said, Escape to the mountain. Escape to the mountain. Now, as I looked at this, I wondered why God told Lot to escape to the mountain. Because God is able to deliver his people wherever they may be. Come on, church, amen. Come on now, amen. Out of any situation. Come on, church. Lions' dens, that's nothing to God. Fiery furnaces mean little or nothing. Amen. Storms, nothing. God can deliver, amen. It really doesn't matter. Just name it, in God, amen, can take care of. But here, God said to Lot, escape to the mountain. Amen. And it was imperative that Lot obeyed, because he said, lest thou be consumed. So Lot had to obey. So I wondered about that. The Spirit directed my mind, amen, to Micah 4 and 1. Amen. Where the Bible says, But in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. Amen. Did you get this? Amen. That he says it's in the last days. It shall be, and it can come to pass, that the mountain, that the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountain. Amen. The message, amen, to us, amen, in using escape to the mountain, I feel like God was telling us, if we can read it and see it, he's telling us, escape to the house of God. Amen. And I mean more than just sitting in a pew or on a pew. I believe that it is as critical for us to escape to the house of God, or the mountain. Amen. Whichever way you want to put it. I'm going to use them interchangeably tonight. If you don't agree with me, well, argue with me after a while. Amen. Right now, I'm behind the pulpit. Amen. Because he told Lot, lest thou be consumed. I'm here to tell you, if you don't get in church pretty soon, you're going to be consumed. I think folks has played church long enough myself. I believe it's about time we got in and had church. Come on, amen. And really the house of God is our only escape in this hour that you and I are living in. Woo. You know what? When God wanted to speak to Israel, he told Moses, he said, call the people where? To the mountain. Amen. Amen. And I persuaded that the church must take heed to that call to escape to the mountain. Amen. And here's the reason why. Amen. The Bible tells us in Genesis 22, I got quite a bit of scripture tonight. Hope you all haven't got too far to drive. Maybe one of them 3-hour messages. Well, thank you, brother. Amen. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, thy son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee to the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon top of one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Amen. Amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, that, and I'll not read all this, so relax, amen. So he got up early the next morning, saddled the ass, took his son and his servants with him, and they went. A few days later down the road, amen, when they came and he saw the mountain ahead, the Lord said, there it is. Amen. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. You know, he went up and made the altar. I'm not going to read all that. Amen. Took his son and laid him on it. Amen. And then when the Lord told him not to, he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I knowest that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, the only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him a ram was caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Listen, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which is, it is said today, in this mount, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Amen. That's the reason that we need to get in church like we ought to, because there is where God is going to show himself whatever needs to be seen. Oh, God help us. Amen. Amen. You know, it's no wonder that some people never get anything out of church. They never put anything into it. Amen. God help us. Amen. I believe when he said, in the mouth of the Lord it shall be seen, I believe that he meant that it meant anything that you needed to have done or seen done. Amen. I believe that. I know some of us here, few of us gray heads, amen, can recall what we call the good old days when God poured out his Spirit and the blessings of God were rich and fulfilling. Amen. Praise God. I can remember it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But now I'm hearing folks that are complaining, saying, I'm starving to death.
Well, come on.
Right in the house of God. Starving to death. Amen. Amen. And God's not feeding us like he used to. You know something? That tells me something. That tells me that they haven't been to the mountain very lately.
Come on now.
Church, I'm telling you, amen. There are people, amen, that feel that way today. Amen, that God's not feeding them like He used to. And they feel like they're starving to death spiritually, amen. But you know what the Bible said? The Bible said in this mountain, woo, amen, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees of fat things, full of marrow and wine in the lees, well refined.
Yeah,
woo, amen. Did you hear that? Hey, church, there's no famine in the house of God.
Come here.
You need to escape to the mountain, amen. If you're starving to death spiritually, it's because you're not in church like you ought to be. Come on now. If you ain't getting nothing out of the house of God, it's because you ain't getting it like you should get in. You need to escape to the mountain. You need to get up off your seat and get in. Woo! Oh, God, help us, amen. Amen. There is no shortage in the house of God. The table is set. The table is spread in the house of God. I've already seen a whole table full tonight.
Come on, brother.
Praise God.
Come on.
Escape to the mountain. Go ahead and get in, church. See if it doesn't fill you up till your cup's overrunning full. Come on, church. I'm telling you the entrance right here in the house of God. And you need to escape to the mountain and get in it.
Amen.
It's spread with all the good things that we need to be strong Christians. If you're starving spiritually, escape to the mountain tonight. Huh? Get in church. Huh? Come on. You can tell that I ain't never starved. That's because when the table's spread, ever did have to urge me to eat? Come on, church. My folks never did have to tell me to clean my plate. Are you all out there? Amen. Praise God. I never was bashful at the table. Pass me the biscuits. Amen. Woo! Well, why don't, when you come to the house of God, make yourself at home and get in and get a hold of what God has spread on the table for you. Go ahead and escape to the mountain. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. You won't starve to death in the house of God if you get in. Of course, if you sit there with your arm folded and your mouth closed, amen. I thought about when my oldest daughter was just a baby. Mona started feeding her off the table. Amen. She went to sleep in Mona's lap. And I looked over there and there's potatoes and gravy just stacked up around her mouth. She went to sleep. And that's why you ain't getting nothing to eat neither, you asleep in the house of God. Huh? Woo! Amen! Here's your pastor up here carving them off so thick you can't hardly eat them. If you'd eat what he's giving you, sweet lamb of God, you can leave here full! There ain't no skinny Christians on this mountain. We fit right in, don't we? Amen. Me and Brother Aaron fit in good. Amen. You can tell we're not bashful at the table. Come on, church. We ought to be that way spiritually. Hey. I'm here to tell you the table's spread. All you got to do is open your mouth. God will fill it. I said God will fill it. Amen. You don't have to starve to death in the house. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. He's got the table spread with everything that you need to make you a strong Christian if you'll just eat. I had a few. I had some children that were skinny, but they're picky eaters. Yeah. Only thing one of them would eat is bread and peanut butter. About skinny. Amen. But I had some others that eat anything you put out there. Sweet Lamb of God. Ain't no wonder you can't fight the devil. You ain't got no strength. You won't eat when you're in the house of God. Well, I can't spend all night here. Maybe I ought to, but I better go on. Then I hear others saying, the joy is gone. You know, and all my joy is gone. I don't have any joy. I feel sorry for people like that. That tells me that they haven't been to the top of the mountain in quite a while. Amen. I heard the Bible say, amen, the writer wrote these words, amen. And ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart. As when one goeth with a pipe, come to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. You know something, if your salvation has gone stale on you tonight, amen, and it's a job to keep on keeping on, amen, amen, come here now, amen, and it's a job, amen, without joy in your soul to serve the Lord, I'll tell you that right now, amen. Sweet Lamb of God, a wholeness is a hard cross to bear if you're sad about it. Hey, brother! But in the mountain there is joy. There is a song. Praise God. Hallelujah. In this hour of hardness and troubleness, I'm here to tell you, you can have a song in your soul in the midnight hour. You can have joy bubbling in your heart if you just escape to the mountain and get in church. Come on, church, climb the mountain. Come on, church, climb the mountain. It's there on the mountain. Joy, a song, all you want to eat, it's there. Praise God. You'll sing on the mountain if you're on the mountain. You can't help it. You can't help it. Huh? How many of y'all know what it is to mean driving down the road and just be singing? And you don't know why you're singing? Huh? I'll tell you why, because you've been on the mountain. Huh? Come here. But if you're one of them that's always complaining, I know what's wrong with you. You ain't been on the mountain. You ain't been on the mountain. If there ain't no song in your soul. Huh? Come on here, church. I'm telling you, there's joy on the mountaintop. Why, it'll make a man that can't carry a tune carry one. Woo! Hey, man, I'm telling you, get on the mountain. Get on the mountain. You'll sing on the mountain. Hey, man. But we must obey the call. And I read it to you here. Amen. He said, come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Whew. Amen. Then we hear others saying, God doesn't speak to us as he once did. And we don't see him moving for us like he used to move. Amen. You probably won't ever say that again. That tells me that they're not getting into the service. Right. That's what it tells me. You know why? Because the Bible said, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard and shall show the lightning down of his arm. Woo! Huh? Amen. Coming to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. There on the mountain, his voice is still heard. Amen. And if you got a spiritual ear tonight, you know God is talking to you right now. He may be talking through this water hose I am. That's all I am, is a water hose he blows through every now and again. Amen. Hey, church, I'm telling you that on the mountaintop, God is still talking to you. there is a place where we can have the victory in this hour that we're in. It's in the house of God. My God in heaven, climb the mountain. Go ahead and climb the mountain. I said, go ahead and climb that mountain. Get up there where it's at. Amen. It's there. It's there. I said it's there tonight. Amen. Everything you need is on the mountain. Woo. You can't see the hand of God moving. You need to get on the mountain. Up there he shows the lightning down of his arm. Sweet Lamb of God, he bears his arm on the mountain. You can see the hand of God moving in the house of God. I've seen him already. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God. Hey, hey, hey. When they're singing that song, who can do this but God? Amen. I felt the Spirit of God move through my soul. I've seen the hand. I said I've seen the hand of God move. I heard the voice of God is singing. Come on the mountaintop. It's there. It's there. Escape to the mountain. Oh, God. I think we ought to push God to move. Woo. I said, I think we ought to push God to move. Be like David, he said, as the heart panteth after the brook, so panteth my heart after thee, O God. Amen. Want to be after this like a deer is after the water. Amen. Push for it. I mean, push. Get in the service and push. Get in and worship him. Don't be like some folks who say, I'm not going to do anything till the Spirit moves me.
Come on, preach.
You mean tell me, come here.
Come on.
You mean tell me God don't have to get a hold of you?
Come on.
I said, say amen.
Come on.
If you get up there on the mountain, amen, praise God. You won't have to wring it out. You won't have to force it out. If you get in service like you ought to, you'll just do it automatic. Amen. Come on, church! Come on, church! God in heaven.
Amen. Glad you can feel what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad you can pull up to the table tonight and eat all that you want?
Praise God. Glory to God. I don't know if I want to preach any farther or not. I got some more stuff here. It's real good. I'm telling you, church, when we realize that this is a place that God has established on the top of the mountain, His church, and He's saying, get in it. Amen. Praise God. Sweet Lamb of God. My God in heaven, help us. Amen. Oh, God, help us. God, help us. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. And I'll tell you one thing that I'm hearing a lot of. I just can't understand why God is so strict and why God's people have to live that away. Huh? These folks sure need to escape to the mountain. Huh? Bible said if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of Christ. Let me read it right. Let me quote it right. Amen. Praise God. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not the gospel, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. Amen. And that's the reason that they're not, because they're not on the mountain, is why they can't understand holiness. Come on, church. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. They heard it, but they can't get it. Amen. But the Bible says, let me tell you this. This is why I'm preaching on escape to the mountain. The Bible says, He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. This old world can't understand holiness. Tall. Come on, church. Amen. Amen. They don't understand God's holiness. They don't know why we live that way that we live. Come on now. Amen. It never has and it never will. Amen. Because holiness is an attribute of God. Huh? And His people. Amen. The Bible says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. This will never make sense to you until you get on the mountain. You'll always wonder about holiness. You'll always stumble at it. Amen. Amen. You'll gag at it. Amen. You'll argue about it. Amen. Amen. Come here now. Amen. But when you get on the mountain, you'll see it clearly. Why don't you get in church so you can see holiness? And then when the preacher's hoeing the row, you can say, amen, preacher, hoe on. Go ahead, tighten it down. Preach it as hard as you want to. Preach it as tight as you want to. I understand every bit of it. Go ahead. I'm telling you, holiness will never make sense to those that refuse to climb the mountain. Never will. Hey man, never will. You'll always gripe about having to have long hair. You'll always gripe about not being able to wear what the world's wearing. Come on now. Hey man, you'll always wonder why you can't go there where they're going. over to King's Island or wherever at, amen. You'll always wonder why. You know why? Because you ain't on the mountain. That's why. You ain't getting in church like you should. Huh? Holiness didn't make no sense to me either till I started getting into the services. Pretty soon I said, sweet Lamb of God, amen. These holiness people have found it. I said these holiness people have found it. We found it. It's on the mountain. It's in the house of God. It's getting in and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Then we got others that are saying, you don't understand my problem. You can't see my situation. That may be true. I don't doubt it a bit. You know, it's kind of hard for somebody that's on the mountain to see what's going on in the valley. Are you all out there? Amen. Amen. But I don't think your situation could possibly be any worse than what David's was. Huh? His son Absalom set out to take the kingdom from David. Amen. And to kill David. His own son. The Bible said, on this manner did Absalom do unto all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. David's own son betrayed him. David had to flee for his life. The Bible said David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that was with him had covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. Amen. David knew that if help come, it would come from the mountain. Woo! I'm here to tell you, if help comes to you, it'll be on the mountain where you find it. Huh? Praise God, amen. So he clumbed the mountain. You all understand Oaky Clumb, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, amen.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said that when David was a little past the top of the hill,
come on.
He went up a crying. He went up mourning. He went up barefooted. But when he just passed the top of the mountain, Zibi, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses, saddled upon them 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Zibi, what meanest thou by these? Zibi said, the asses are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and the summer fruits for the young men to eat, and the wine for such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. Amen. I'm telling you, all you got to do is climb the mountain, and God's going to have something there. Right past. Hey, why don't you just go ahead and try and climb it and see what God's got on the other side of the top of the hill. I believe there's victory for us in this hour of trouble. Amen. And I believe that we can have the victory no matter what our personal situation or our personal problem may be. And if we'll get in church like we should, we'll soon find those problems didn't amount to a whole lot anyway. Amen. And others are very apprehensive of these last days that we're facing. Worrying over the coming storm that's about to break upon this sin-loving world. I ain't kidding you. I'm in this number right here. Huh? Come on, church. Anyone with any sense at all, amen, knows that things cannot continue as they are going today. We know that. I mean, America can't continue to do like they're doing. We're going in the hole faster than we can get out. Huh? And the Bible does say in the book of Revelation, amen, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil's come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. Amen.
Come on, church. You know, I better be careful here tonight. Why be careful now? Amen. Huh? Why be careful now? The church world is changing its preaching on the end days in order to soothe the troubled minds of the people that's in the house of God with them. Hope y'all don't quit me here. Amen. But they're telling them, when it gets really bad, we're going to zip, we're going to be gone. That ain't Bible. Huh? Come here, I heard the Bible saying that serpent was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which have the testimony of Jesus Christ and keep the commandments of God. Come on, church, well, there is a storm coming. The Bible said the lion has come up from his thicket. The destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He's gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate. Without a doubt, it's enough to cause, amen, some concern. But I want you to listen to this tonight. Are you about to quit me? Hope I didn't slaughter your sacred cow. It's dead anyway. I said it's dead anyway. The Bible says, and one of his servants said, "None, Lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And he said, "Go spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." Therefore he sent thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city round about. And when the servant of the Lord, or the servant of the man of God, was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And the servant said to him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" Huh? We can all identify with this young man tonight. Sure we can.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We too. Every time you get up to testify, he's resisting you. Every time you get up to sing, he's resisting you. Come on, church. Yeah, he is. That's why we need to get in the mountain. Amen. There's some places that the devil can't go. Amen. And the worst is yet to come. Amen. And we too could say with him, "How shall we do?" Come on. You know, I have preachers that look at me and say, "Brother Leon, I don't see how you can believe like you believe. How do you have peace in your mind believing like you believe?" I said, "I'm just believing the truth." Come on, church. Amen.
Listen to
the Bible. Amen. And he answered, "Fear not. They that be with us are more than they that be with them."
Amen.
And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open the eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain. Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Yeah. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And the mountain is still filled with help from God.
Yeah.
I don't care what the devil does. God's going to be with us all the way, even to the end. That's why we need to get in His church and stay in His church.
Amen. Amen. When the Egyptians were washed over, amen, Moses began to sing a song. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. Hey, Brother Ed. And in the song he said, God is a man of war. Amen. Praise God. I said, God is a man of war. Let the devil set his armies in array. Let him do what he will. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. The mountain is full of fiery chariots, fiery horses, and God's help. Amen.
We'll sing again. God's a man of war. Amen. When we see Jesus destroy the Antichrist, won't we? I feel like there's victory tonight in the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to especially read this to you so you'll understand. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. The whole limit. You understand what that word limit means here, don't you? Amen. That means roundabout. Amen. All around it. Amen. The area surrounding it. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. The whole limit thereof, round about it, shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. God wanted me to be sure tonight, amen, that we understand just how it is on the mountain. I don't want to leave any doubt in your mind at all, amen, about this. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. The whole limit, the whole area round about it, there round about it shall be most holy. Amen. This is the law of the house. Amen. This house is a refuge.
Yes.
Sweet Lamb of God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. It's all we need, this house. Whatever our need may be, amen, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. It shall be seen. Thank God, amen. But with all of that, amen, again, the Bible said this is the law of the house on the mountaintop, amen. It shall be most holy about the limit round about it. Shall be most holy. This is the law. I want you to know tonight that without wholeness, amen, you can't even enter that city that I'm talking about tonight. It's still wholeness or hell. If you want to escape to the mountain, and you can, and I hope you will, but it has to be on God's terms. And God said, thou, son of man, show the house to the house of Israel. That's what I'm trying to do tonight, show you the house. If they be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. Let them look at the pattern. I hope in my preaching, amen, this week, I've been trying to lay the pattern out for you. And God said, show them the pattern of it. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house and the fashion thereof and the going out thereof and the coming in thereof and all the forms thereof and all the ordinances thereof and all the forms thereof and all the laws thereof. Write it in their sight that they may keep the whole form thereof and all the mount thereof and do them. Have you understood what this is talking about? If you want to escape to the mountain, if you want to go yonder and eat at God's table and sing a song in the night and see the glorious arm of God moving and hear His voice and understand holiness, you're going to have to look at the patterns, the fashions thereof. Well, shall I start on that? I want to tell you right now, split skirts are not the fashions of this city. Long hair on men ain't the fashion of this city. Short hair on women ain't. That ain't. Fellowship with the world is not in this city. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to climb the mountain. I want to get where God is blessing, where God is moving, where His voice is being heard. Amen. Where the table's spread tonight. I want to be where the Spirit of God is. I may go up barefooted. I may go up weeping. But if I can make the top of the mountain, He'll see to it that my tears are dried up.